ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Bougainville's youth have been described before as the lost generation. As children, they grew up during the Bougainville crisis. Many lived in care centres for years and missed out on their education. Reports over the years since have detailed that many of these youth still experience trauma because of the Civil War, and that's seen in the high levels of drug and alcohol abuse amongst the youth now. So what does the prospect of an independent Bougainville mean for them? Jackie Joseph is a young Bougainvillian herself, but she fled the Civil War with her family and grew up in the PNG capital, Port Moresby. Now she's the co-founder of a youth NGO called Equal Playing Field, and I spoke with her about the result and began by asking how she feels as a Bougainvillian who also calls the mainland of PNG home.
I think there's definitely that those mixed emotions as well. Bougainville has that special history with PNG and nothing's going to change that. But also being very aware that throughout history, just with the way how Bougainville has come through, sharing a lot with Solomon Islands compared to that of PNG. I also understand that context as well. Again, I'm also of the opinion that if people make decisions, people need to be given the opportunity to know what their decisions mean as well. And as somebody who's grown up, you know, a lot in Port Moresby, I would kind of, yes, there are consequences, especially in terms of, you know, if this comes true and Bougainville becomes independent, it's an opportunity for Bougainville to kind of start to be able to look after themselves. But also at the same time, I know that it will be an opportunity to also really value that relationship that it shares with PNG.
You work a lot with the youth of both PNG but also in Bougainville, and obviously in Bougainville they're often described as the lost generation, forced out of school, missed out on their education during the crisis. What do you think they're feeling at the prospect of now a potentially independent Bougainville, something that's kind of overshadowed their entire lives?
I think on the level of this youth, maybe happy over the fact that, you know, independence sounds like a great thing, but maybe not really aware of what the responsibility that comes with independence. Again, I'm not preempting that this is what's going to happen, but, you know, the likelihood or the possibilities of it. There's still so much work that needs to be done with youth, so much youth programs that are needed, and youth really want activities focused on them. I think it's a place where, with the youth, they will have to, you know, face the responsibility that it comes with if this kind of decision is really going to materialize in the way that people want it to show.
Yeah, it is a very long road ahead still. And when we look at other examples of young nations who were granted their independence, South Sudan, more in our region, Timor-Leste, it is a process that takes time and is not an easy one. And as we look to how Bougainville might venture down that path now, looking at the support that's required, you talk about the need for more support for the youth. There'll be a whole range of things that an independent Bougainville will require. Do you worry that it won't necessarily be able to manage all of those things that an independent nation will need to, particularly for the most vulnerable in the population?
I mean, for sure, like that worry is definitely there, just in terms of, you know, how do we get the government machinery to work, well, the government structures and systems. PNG has always had its struggles and still today is challenged by, you know, how the system should work. Economy-wise as well, trying to build up the economy isn't the easiest of tasks as well. So definitely, I would feel big worries. But again, like, people have lived, you know, people have the land, people make their gardens. And if people can find value in self-sustaining themselves, I think that's the best place to start. It's definitely very challenging to get a whole government system working. But again, looking at our neighbours around us, Vanuatu seems to have the same size population as what Bougainville has as well. So a number of case studies that I think Bougainville could learn from. And again, like, we shouldn't expect changes happening overnight and that we need to give it that time for things to work.
Obviously, in the next few months, as these negotiations begin, there is also the important election in Bougainville as well. I wonder, you are obviously a young leading woman. Do you have any interest in entering politics in Bougainville, particularly as an independent young nation? Is that something that's on your radar?
Look, I think one thing that's made me very emotional and also at the same time optimistic about working in Bougainville has been the fact that leadership is really core to move a young nation. If that leadership is needed and I'm in a good position to be able to show that kind of leadership, that's something that I would not hesitate to probably take up. Not because of what I want to achieve, but it's because of seeing the need in the community. And if there's that need for that kind of leadership that's needed, I wouldn't hesitate to take up a role.